Hi everyone. I haven't done one of these audio clips in a while, and I was just reminded from a post by my friend Lizzie about something that was really kind of a big deal for me and my wife several years ago. She posted about buying a stand-up freezer, and years ago we did the same thing, except ours was a chest freezer. So to back up a little bit, back in my old house, it had this very small single car garage, and it was just wide enough where a sedan could go in. The house was built in, 83? And so the cars, I guess, weren't quite as wide and big as they are now. And this little garage was pretty useless. It was really nothing more than just store just all our crap. And, one time my wife went, I don't know where she went. I don't know if she went back home to Amarillo for a little bit, or she went to go visit her aunt and uncle up in Dallas, or what she was doing. She was gone for a weekend or something. And so I was left by myself to my own devices. And so I went into the garage. Now, keep in mind, when she and I got married, I'd been living in this house already for 10 years. So I don't know why this came as revelation to me that when I went inside to go to do the laundry, that our washer and dryer were inside the garage. This was in February or something, like one of the coldest time of the year here in the Houston area. And I tell you what, it was colder than a witch's tit. I was so damn cold inside that garage doing the laundry. And my wife, she had been complaining for a couple of years about how miserable it was to do wash in the garage. And I guess I just didn't really pay much attention. Well, all it took was a weekend for me to decide, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this. And so I bought the drywall and the 2x4s and all the stuff necessary to split that little garage in two. And I want to say it was 10 foot wide. By the time when I put the wall up, it's 10 foot by 13. And I want to say that the garage, the total length was 22 feet, 24 feet, something like that. So I want to say, when I put up the wall, the room that was toward the house was 13 by 10. And the little section that was, where the garage door was 11 by 10. Well, so it didn't take much for me to decide I was going to wall it off so that it would be kind of, temperature controlled sort of. And I even ran a new 20 amp electrical circuit from our service box up through the attic, and then across the attic and back down into the wall. And then before I put up the bottom part of the drywall, I drilled holes inside the 2x4s and ran this 12 gauge wire through the 2x4s around two of the walls, and three of the walls. And with 4 or 5 outlets, so I could plug in a bunch of stuff, plus the chest freezer that we wanted to get. And I want to say, it was February-ish, because then we knew that our tax refund was coming in. We decided that we were going to spend the tax refund on a chest freezer. And I, paid off the credit card that I'd spent all the drywall and the lumber, and all of wiring and electrical and stuff. I'll tell you what, that was one of the very best financial decisions we ever made, was putting up that wall, because what it allowed us to do is we bought a bunch of shelving, wire shelving, and we got a Costco membership or Sam's Club membership or something like that, and we started buying in bulk, and we buy... It what it allowed was for us not only to buy in bulk, which was, cheaper, but then it allowed my wife to not go to the store as often as she was having to go. And so it just, there was a kind of a compound of savings that we achieved by being able to store a bunch of stuff inside this little room. It added 130 square feet to our little bitty modest house that only had 1,200 square feet. So, I mean, we added a little more than 10% of the square footage of the house by me doing that. I wish I'd have done it years prior to that. But my friend Lizzie reminded me, and I thought I'd share that with y'all. And if any of y'all are on the fence about getting a chest freezer or being able to do something of a similar nature, I would highly recommend it. Anyway, thanks for listening. We're coming up on the weekend, right? So I hope y'all have a good weekend. Remember to drink your water and remember to eat your food and to take your meds and take care of yourself. Be safe. Bye.